Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go get
away. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Arno is here, and we're debating the idea of whether antivirus is dead, whether it's even if we're fighting a losing battle against the bad guys. Scott, I guess that's the best way to say it. Is the war being won? Is the tide turning in favor of the bad guys? And quickly, if you had to make an evaluation of who's winning right now, would you say the bad guys or the antivirus guys?
It's a bit of a seesaw, but the thing is, for the antivirus guys, it's a zero-sum game. Any mistakes they make, they're seen as losing. So if
right.
99% of the time, that's not enough.
That's right, because they still get one break in. So, okay, folks, in the previous segment, Scott gave us a tour on the fact that for the last 6 or 7 years, antivirus has been less and less effective, but you still got to have it. You still got to keep the bad guys out most of the time as much as you can. And so give us... Scott, give us your best shot at what we need to do. Small business owners running our businesses every day, and our business is not what your business is. You're in the security business. That's not our business. How do we, as other kinds of small businesses, how do we manage this?
Well, there are a lot of different types of software which definitely help out. And a part of it is going to be making sure that you don't do that unwise decision in the first place. But to break it down, first, yes, you do actually want the antivirus software. Without it, it's like leaving your front door unlocked.
Right.
So the way to find good antivirus software, there are a couple of very helpful sites online which will have this. One is called av-test.org, and I think they test a few times a year. They do both for mobile sites and phones. They do regular software for computers. That's helpful in terms of basic antivirus. You can also use... top10reviews.com, which is like a consumer reports for technical type things. They tend to have reviews and they break down detailed what type of features you can get, that sort of thing. And just in case you happen to use an Apple, there are things available for that as
right.
well. Sophos has one, which is a fairly good antivirus, which is free. And there's another one from a company called Intego called Virus Barrier, which is also quite good. But
okay.
That's just the basic antivirus. Now, firewalls should be enabled. Any type of computer should have that set to go. That should be automatically on,
right.
just in case.
Right.
Now,
what about mechanical? What about mechanical firewalls? I've got a modem and a router. Are those? Do they provide any kind of mechanical firewall protection?
It depends on how it's set up. A lot of them will include it. I mean, a good network will not just have a firewall on the outside. There'll be at different points in the network, almost like little choke points.
Right.
So it's harder to get through for a bad guy.
Because aren't the bad guys, when they're going after little companies like mine and yours, aren't the bad guys looking for the door that is left open rather than the one they got to work a little harder for?
Yeah, and there are actually a couple of things you can use to your advantage with that. There's something called a honeypot, which I'm a big fan of,
uh-huh.
where it's basically it's a piece of not very well protected, really juicy looking data that's actually fake, and all it does is let you know that someone's come to it. So it's like a tripwire.
Oh, really?
So it's
kind of like flypaper for the bad guys, and
yeah.
if that bell rings, you've been probed.
Yeah, and there are a few different types of it out there. I mean, that one's a little bit more of a technical solution, but you can certainly get more detail on it.
Yeah.
It's not really do-it-yourself, but it's also not that expensive. It's low cost and it's high value. So that's one that's worth setting up.
Mm-hmm. What else we need to do? By the way, I was going to ask you about password. There are programs out there. One of the problems we've got right now is people need to be changing their passwords because of the Heartbleed bug,
absolutely.
Right? So we need to be changing our passwords. But I've got so many passwords, so many different places. How do I keep up with all that? Are there organized password software that we can use?
Now, that is an excellent question. There are these things called password managers. And a number of them are good, and the idea is you have to know one long password, which doesn't have to be super weird with the symbols. It can
right.
be a phrase, just as long as it isn't a super familiar one, like not
right.
popular song lyrics. Once you do that, that software will set up super long, confusing passwords for all of your other accounts. And you can set it up so it's just a button on your browser. Or you can even put it on a little stick drive and move it from place to place.
Does it also work on my mobile?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Which one do you recommend?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is just which features jump out at you. That said, there are two different groups. There are the paid ones. The ones I would recommend are RoboForm Everywhere, Sticky Password, Kaspersky Password Manager, and Databall.
All right, so now, RoboForm Everywhere?
Yes, Sticky Password.
All right.
Kaspersky Password Manager, and Data Vault. There are also free ones, including Dashlane, LastPass, and KeePass, which is K-E-E Pass. Right. That's a little more technical,
Are
free.
Thanks for being here. Give us that website quickly one more time.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
Hey, Scott, good job today. Come back soon. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.